Earlier in the day, there was someone who said that before it was education that was driving technology, and now it's more so technology that's driving education. So would you agree? What's your comment on that?
My comment is that I haven't thought about it, but it's a sad thought when technology is driving education. Sort of like technology is more important as the master and I don't get that sense totally, because I know at Apple we think very deeply about the learner, the experience they're going through, try to ways to provide them online materials that then they can take and be creative with and extend them and create their own blogs or websites or whatever, and then publish it to others who can then take advantage of that and pass it on. And we're thinking, all that thinking is very much in terms of the learner. You know, and the only time it's thinking of technology is it's in a company like Apple, it's what technology do we, Apple, have? We sort of think from that perspective. A lot of the comment about driven by the technology has to do with, it's very complicated when you have computers all dispersed, many of them, hundreds of thousands of them, among your community that you're trying to service, and you've got so many different, the networking aspects are so difficult, you know, it just gets out of, very difficult to control, very difficult to manage, I mean. So I'm for simplifying things. That's why I'm with a company called Fusion.io, because we take racks and racks of computer equipment and replace it with one little card.
You went from sneaking into computer labs to use the computers to, as you said yourself, cult icon and dancing with the stars. How are you adapting to being a celebrity?
Obviously, I didn't go into dancing with the stars, so they kind of found me, and they had to argue and persuade me, and it was my friends that really pushed me into doing something I really didn't think I could do. How did I become kind of a rock star? I don't know. We started Apple by 1980. I was going to computer shows, and you know, we're kind of going public. We've made a lot of money. We've been in the press long before that, Steve and I. And people are always asking me for an autograph, huh? What do you mean? I was just an engineer. I just did an engineer's job. I just designed a good computer, and it took me, you know, decades to kind of get a clue to it. But things that are important in our life, we want to find a person who's a symbol when we can. And they find that I was the engineer who stayed in the laboratory. Even when we started Apple, I didn't become a businessman. I didn't become an opportunist. I stayed in the laboratory. I kept developing new products, and I kept working, you know, and did incredible floppy disk design and writing software all day long. And that was my life. And some people really respect that and look up to it. It's like I'm the modern day laboratory, you know, scientist inventor type. I'm in the Inventors Hall of Fame, and a lot of the people that are in the Inventors Hall of Fame, very similar to me in their personality. A lot of they work on their own. They don't go in on some project that other people have defined. They get their own idea and tweak at it and make it work and make it good. And it's the type of personality that we recognize we have in common among ourselves.
I came across a video of you instructing someone on Segway polo. How did you get involved in a sport like that?
I like unusual things. I like technology. I was actually presenting an award, a huge award, a big money award, called the Levinson Prize to Dean Kamen, who invented the Segway. I went out to San Francisco, and I got to ride one, and wow, it's better than going up to the space station. So I was allowed to be the first person to buy a Segway as a consumer, and I brought it home. I loved it. It became part of my life. I got another one. I got into groups of Segway riders, and they started talking about maybe we could play polo. It's about the only game you can think of that works on a Segway because you have to hold on with one hand. There's bicycle polo and there's horse polo. And we tried it. I didn't think it was going to work. We tried it. We found formulas that work. It's a fun game. And it's been going on now for about 6 years. My team's was the first one to start it. We pretty much are the spearhead for defining the rules and the equipment. And we won the world championship twice. And then in the last 2 years, we came in second. Just last month, we were in Cologne, Germany, and we made it to the finals, but we lost to Barbados. I like gadgets, and I will do that with gadgets sometimes, but I actually ride it because it's a useful part of my life. You know, I've done a lot of running in my life, done a lot of bike riding, but you know what? I have a herniated disc now, and I have a spine injury, And I can't really do those things well. So writing the sailor gets me all over town, any town. So fast, I learn the town much faster. I do many more things than I would walking. And it's part of my life when I travel. It's a part of my life at home. And it's part of my life playing Segway Polo, and I love it. It's like my watch. People think it's a gadget watch.
I invented that, actually.
They think it's a gadget watch. You've got all these vacuum tubes from 1970 that run on 140 volts. And at first, I put it on because it was a neat thing to show my gadget friends. And after 1 week, I decided this speaks to my brain the way the Newton used to work for Apple. I'll get to that. It speaks a ton. 4:30. Flashes 4 and 4:30 when I bend my wrist. That's the order my brain wants the time, the way I would say it, 4:30. I don't have to think. I find it's more pleasant on my brain. And with the Newton message pad, I used to look at it just on an empty page of paper. I'd write, Sarah, dentist, Tuesday, 2 p.m., assistant. It would realize it was a calendar entry thing. It would open up the calendar, have the entry, let me pick from various Sarahs. It was done. It's like I wrote it the way my brain thought it, the way I would speak it. When I went to, it's too bad some of these technologies go away. If I wanted to phone a friend, I would actually just take my Newton. I'd write, call Jim, and go beep, 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 and dial Jim for me so I didn't have to bother dialing in the numbers and making mistakes. And I just love it when things, you know, work the way you just think. So I wear this watch only because I like the way it tells time.